Joining us again is our personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Michelle, the idea for today's segment came from a question sent in by one of our listeners, and here's what he wrote. I have a friend who has $100,000 in student loans. She consolidated about 4 years ago at a rate of 7%, and she's not been able to take advantage of the new lower student loan rates, which is quite frustrating to her. So if someone has previously consolidated her student loans, can she reconsolidate for the lower rates that exist today?
No, baby. I'm so sorry to tell you this. I mean, I get this type of letter almost weekly, especially with the student rates being so low. Unfortunately, the law says that you can only consolidate your student loans one time. If you create new student loans, you can then reconsolidate or refinance all those loans. And listen, some people out there have student loan with rates as high as 8 or 9%, and they are just suffering. There is some legislation that might change that law. So if you want it changed, if you've got loans at those high rates and you want to be able to refinance or reconsolidate, you need to contact your congressional representatives to try to push for that.
Another listener sent in this question about big purchases. My husband and I are going to wait to buy a house until July of next year. He's going to buy the house because he has an excellent credit score, but I have a low one for various reasons. We also need a car. If we buy one now, will it affect us when we buy a house next year, or should we wait until we buy the house and then buy the car?
I would suggest that you wait. When you're getting close to buying a home, you do not want to create new debt, especially since they're only going to get this loan on the strength of his credit score. That debt is going to impact how much you might pay for that new house. It may not, but I would strongly encourage, if you're working with a mortgage broker or a lender, to talk to them. But I'm sure they'll probably advise you to wait to get that new car, just so that you can be free and clear of any outstanding debt that may affect what kind of interest rate you get on that home.
And finally, a third listener wondered about the investment potential of an interest-only loan. She wrote, last year, my husband found a job in Ohio. We were living in Washington, D.C. and decided to buy a house in Ohio. We are paying 6.5% interest and some sort of insurance. Recently, we decided to refinance into an interest-only loan. In about 3 or 4 years, we will be moving back to Washington, D.C. Will this new loan allow us to receive more money back when we eventually sell this house?
You know, I love this question because there's a lot of little things in it that indicates to me that this person really does not understand what they did when they bought the house, really. First of all, some kind of insurance. They probably mean PMI insurance, which is insurance that mortgagers make you take to protect their interest. Lots of people have PMI when they don't put a lot of money down on their home. So that's the one thing. The second thing is she really doesn't understand what an interest-only loan is, does she? An interest-only loan just means you're only paying the interest on your mortgage. This is the new rage across the country, particularly in areas where housing prices have just gone through the roof. Basically, you're not putting anything down on the principal. Now, granted, when you get a new loan, most of what you're paying is towards interest. However, if she's going to move in 3 or 4 years, if she's not paying anything on the principal, the only way she's going to get any money back from that house is if it appreciates. And it's so important that you understand so that when you go to sell, you're not surprised.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's our personal finance contributor. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.